Okay, let's do it.
Welcome to the Monthly Podcast. This is Referee's World.
Okay, here we are. This is an outdoor podcast again. This is Richard Mellon. And I'm watching a game tonight played between two teams pre-season involving some of our Somerset referee colleagues. Okay, background to it is Wellington, the away side, are recently relegated from the Western League Premier Division and are now in Western League Division 1, and they qualify as a Supply League team. The home side, Minehead, have got quite a good history, but currently are back into the County League. Go back 30 years, they were in the Southern League Premier. Might be a little bit longer than 30 years even, because I remember them playing Wimbledon in the Southern League Premier at that time. So here we are, pre-season friendly. Our referee is Darren Cullum. So the run out for Darren should be quite good. He should be well tested. There's no doubt that he will be having to run around.
White without, please, two.
And he's just ordered his cup of tea.
And Rich wants one as well, please.
And one for... Yeah. Okay, Dar. So, Dar, tell me about how you feel, what your prep's been.
Prep, in terms of training, I've continued off the back of the fitness test, so that's been sort of regular once or twice a week, right the way through the summer. So I was obviously very conscious that, you know, summer you can slip into that routine of not training, but I didn't want to do that, so I've been keeping it quite regular. I've actually been a bit nervous tonight because it's the first game, and, you know, even though it's only been... what, just a few, 8 weeks, I suppose. It's just like you obviously relax your mind, don't you, through the summer? And I'm just a bit worried that, well, not worried, it's just a case of, okay, making sure that everything's there on the tip of your tongue where it normally would be halfway through the season, if that makes sense.
So you're keen to hit the ground running.
Yeah.
You don't want to make any mistakes.
No.
But that's what refereeing's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and again, you know, pre-season friendlies are as much for the referee as they are for the football teams. You know, they're a good chance to get out there, stretch your legs a bit, and just sort of get yourself so that you can hit the ground running when the season starts on in the second week in August.
Okay, what have you done as regards your personal preparation this afternoon, hours before the game?
I've had a good meal, which I had earlier on this afternoon. I've drunk lots today, so I'm pretty well hydrated, I think. So, and it's quite a nice breeze, actually. It's actually got quite a lot cooler this evening. The wind obviously is going to play an effect unless it sort of calms itself down, and obviously in Minehead we're on the coast, so it's going to be slightly breezier, so obviously I'll be sort of taking that into consideration.
So we got a well grass pitch, slight breeze this evening. The slope goes from touchline to touchline. Yeah. So what are your plans as regards your positioning and movement? Have you got any thoughts on that at this early stage?
At this early stage I will probably no.
That's honest, yeah. That's been honest. Don't fluff and bluff it, there's no need to. What about your feelings as regards the teams? What's your expectations from them? What do you think might happen?
Okay, well, last season I had Minehead on two or three occasions, and I think at the beginning of the season they were a bit slippy, but then the second part of the season they really picked it up a bit, and they played some good football, scored some great goals. I come to see them a few times as well. And obviously up against Wellington, you know, so it's kind of like a local derby, I suppose. So there's going to be a bit of, there's going to be a few challenges, I expect, you know, and a lot of the lads probably know each other quite well anyway. But I think they're probably just as keen to get stuck into the season as we are as referees. So I don't think that they'll be taking this as a bit of a laugh. They'll be deadly serious about it.
Okay, Dan. Who's the two colleagues that will be assisting this evening?
The two gents that I've got with me, one's called Brian Lee, who's just been promoted from 7 to 6. Martin Baldock, who's been around since time begun, in the Somerset Leagues anyway. And they're the two gents that I've sort of worked with on a couple of occasions. And on a friendly, I was given the choice to choose a couple of assistants. And I thought, okay, well Brian wants to do a lot more assistant refereeing. So I thought this would be a good opportunity to come to Minehead. Good pitch, two teams that will be up for it. And I thought what I would do is give Brian the opportunity to become senior so he can take control of the benches. As I say, Martin's been around a long time. He knows the score. And I think that I can have a good laugh with these two as well, because I know them quite well.
Yeah. So you've got a good rapport with your colleagues.
Yeah.
You've got faith in them.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's important.
Absolutely.
But you're going to do a thorough pre-match brief as well, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's okay, it is only a pre-season friendly, but I've said to them both, you know, let's take this seriously. You know, we'll all come suited and booted just because it's a pre-match, just because it's a pre-season. It doesn't mean we shouldn't come without our shirt and ties and stuff. We want to make the right impression as we arrive. And, yeah, once we get the pre-match underway, then all the joking will start to calm down. They'll ask questions. And hopefully I've got the right answers for them. Yeah.
This is Referee's World.
Okay, guys, here we are. We're in, now inside the changing room. Pre-match, an hour before. Team sheets are not far away. So we'll have a quick chat with Martin and Brian. This is quite a step up for Brian. So we'll go to him first.
Thank you very much, Richard. My ex-friend, Darren, texted me to say, Brian, you're coming to Minehead to do a line. Being new to lines... this year and the end of last year, I thought some pre-season friendlies would be a good way to get some practice.
Okay, how many lines have you done?
I did half a dozen at the end of last year. I did a couple on Saturday at Taunton Town, and I'm just beginning to learn the basics of being an assistant referee.
Do you enjoy it?
Yes, I enjoy it. Very different from doing a middle, and I think it's just very, very different. But yeah, enjoying it at the moment.
So you qualified as a referee. Did you ever think you were going to be an assistant referee?
No. You just concentrate on doing a middle. Learn from the middle. You're always learning. Getting thrown a couple of lines as well, I think, is great to learn when you're doing a line, concentrating on doing your line, but also watching the guy in the middle as well, and picking tips up from people that are senior and learning game by game.
You've only done half a dozen lines and you're already giving advice like that? Fair play, Brian. Enjoy your game and we'll speak later. We're going to meet the second assistant referee now, Martin Baldock. Martin, described by your referee this evening as being around since time began.
Well, I've been refereeing 15 years, and the referee's not a bad bloke, so I'm not...
How did you get roped into this one this evening?
This evening, Darren rang me and said, well, would it help him out, and it would be a pleasure to do so.
Martin, what will you be expecting from the game yourself?
I ideally have a run out before the season starts, and even though I'm old in the tooth, I still can learn from a young up-and-coming man.
Okay, you're mentioning the word old. How old are you?
56.
That's not old. That's not old. Here we are. Darren's going to do his pre-match. Go on, Dad, let's have it.
Right, okay. Gents, welcome to Minehead. Right, senior, junior, this is what we'll do. Brian, I'd like to say bench sides, both halves, purely because he's just been promoted. He'd like to have a real feel of what it's like to deal with subs. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, brilliant.
And if I go down for whatever reason, if you can come on as senior referee and take over. So if you can give me the full match record and everything. Brian, if you can give me, keep an eye on the goals and obviously the benches as well for me. All right?
No problem.
I'll do right wings, left back, which hopefully you're happy with.
Yeah.
When we go out, check the players' equipment. So, Martin, if you can do the away team.
Yep.
If you can do the home team, Brian.
No problem.
When you're ready, what we'll do is we'll go out and we'll get them out in front of the dugouts and we'll do the handshake. Break away. If you can go and check your nets. And when you come back, if you can come back together, keep an eye on each other. I'm a bit anal with things looking neat and tidy. So just keep an eye. When you're ready, just give each other a little thumbs up and then come in together. And if we can do that both halves as well. Right, so we've done the nets. Ball in, out of play. Throw-ins. Just watch their feet. Make sure they don't sort of step over or...
You want to do hands and feet?
Yes, please, yeah. Okay. Goal kicks. Ideally, I'd like you to get the keeper to put the ball down. All right. When you're happy with it. Alright, come back for every one of them. Alright? When you're happy with it, I'll probably look over, give me a thumbs up, and then just come back and take your position. Alright?
Yep.
Again, if we both do the if you both do the same thing, it's all looking neat and tidy. Corners, ideally, my personal opinion is on corners is I prefer to stay just behind the flag. Offsides are yours at all time. Probably best to wait until the ball's landed before we give it them the early stuff. If I don't see you, just keep it there. I will get to you in the end. All right, hold the flag up. Give it a good flag. Give it a shout. Whatever. You know, if I haven't seen you for whatever reason, then shout me. Somebody will call me at some point. Free kicks again in your section. It's all yours. Well, you know what?
You don't want first bite. You know?
No. I'm quite happy. I'll look over. If you think that maybe there's something I haven't seen or whatever, then give it. If you want to give it. If not, then we'll play on. I'm quite happy with that.
Excellent.
Right, penalty kicks. If you're absolutely dead sure, flag across the chest, use your signal on that one. You've got to try and be on top of it as much as possible anyway. And it'll either be, no way, get on with it. If I look up or there's some indecision, all right, and you want to beat me to it or whatever, you're convinced, then get your flag and we'll go with it. If you want to come round and obviously just be goal judge, you can do that for me. Yeah. Right, mass confrontation. Let's come in, let's get the two that started it. And then get those that come running in, throw a kick and a punch, and then do a runner again.
just keep an eye on it. But we might have it tonight. I don't know, but
hopefully not.
Yeah. And then what we'll do, if we've got any decisions to talk about, let's all get together, all right? So that before we've made any decisions, we're talking amongst ourselves, and then obviously they don't know who's given what decision. Substitutions, obviously you're going to be on that side for the game. So usual stuff really. When give me the flag, get them up to the halfway line, wait for mates to come off first. I know we're going to do the check before the game. Do another check, all right? And then when you're happy, we'll bring them on, and then we'll continue with that. All right. Benches, obviously you're going to be the one on that side of the pitch. Okay, so you got your own tolerance level. If you get any aggro and you want to sort it out, then give me a shout and I'll come over and sort them out. But only call me over if you want one of them to get to go. And my only final point is don't let me restart play against Law. So if there's anything I've missed, just shout me, call me, whatever. I would much rather do that. I'm quite happy to. If a decision is, if I've done something wrong, let me know about it. All right.
Okay.
Any questions at all?
No questions. Not plenty of eye contact. And
plenty of eye contact. Loads of eye contact.
Do you want to say long or short sleeves? Then? We're going to look professional.
Let's go short sleeves.
Short sleeves.
What kind of tops have you got?
White tops.
White tops. We'll all go white tops then.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right.
Cool. Fabulous. Have a good one.
Yeah. And you. Thank you very much. We'll go out for a bit of warm up now. Bit changed. Bye.
Thanks for letting me listen, Darren. This is Referee's World. There we are. We're 5 minutes into the game, and it's a lively start. Wellington in orange versus Minehead in blue. Darren's blowing. He just played advantage, high arm signals, but we'll talk about that later. He's doing well. He's looking fit. He's mobile. He's communicating with the players, which is good, which is they will respond to. Okay, goal kick to Minehead. Darren's moving out wide with a optimum view to move into the drop-in zone, or towards the drop-in zone, which is a good place to start from. Yep, there he goes, and unfortunately the ball goes out of play for Fryan, but he's well placed. High arm signal, I'd like to see it a little bit lower. No need to signal for obvious throws, perhaps. Yeah, another high arm signal. Almost looks like an indirect signal, which is not necessary. Just a simple arm to extend, show a simple throw. Ball's out of play again. Yeah. Darren, get your arms down. They're far too high for throw-ins. Now he's out on the touchline. He's given himself a lot of work to do. He's out on the far touchline. Just 25 yards up from the throw. Does he need to be out on the touchline? I don't think so. The ball comes to the fullback, as it often does, gets blasted diagonally across the field of play. He's got an extra 20 yards, which he could have stopped or prevented from there. He's playing advantage. Yeah, good signal. Nice movement. Didn't hear him call advantage, but the visual communication was very effective. There we go. Players continuing again. And Darren set an early tolerance level and gave a free kick for a high foot challenge by the Wellington player. No response from the Wellington player. Obviously he realised he was guilty. There was a sliding challenge, it was a little bit late by a Wellington player down there on the other half, and again a free kick was given without any comeback from the players. So all in all, things have started off gently, a little bit vocal as you would expect, and there's his whistle right on the far side of field of play. So the whistle might not have been good. He's gone out again right on the far touchline, pretty well. It's ineffective position for a throw-in that's 25 yards back in the other half, in the defensive half, and Darren's 10 yards, 15 yards into the other half on the halfway line. Sorry, on the touchline. Not the best position to start from. Giving himself a lot of work to do. Big pitch, Minehead. Big pitch slopes from one side to the other. Late foul by the blue nine. Darren's on the spot. Well marshalled, Darren. Get on with it. Now go to your next phase. Darren, don't need to wait for the blade of grass. Okay, ball was moving. He had his back to the ball. But here we go. He's moving well. He's anticipating the game well. He's moving into those areas. He's not in the way of players. He's not in the way of passes, which is good. He's standing behind the game line when he can. So that's good. The ball's just come up beside me for a throw-in to Wellington. Brian's given a nice flag. He's offering the player position of where to take it from, and the player duly respects and responds. Okay, Darren started a little bit too central then, and from the expected goal kick position, there's a foul by the Wellington three. No, not from the right place, Darren. Darren allowed it to continue. He's refereeing like a player. He's not refereeing as a referee. He allowed them to take the ball, take the free kick 10, 15 yards towards the touchline. They took the advantage, slight advantage. Now the Wellington captain's having a little moan to him about it. Darren's going to have to explain why he allowed it to go. Quite simple, give the free kick, have the placement of the ball where the free kick should be, roughly where the blade of grass is, not on the blade of grass. Don't be pedantic. Now the player's still having a little moan. Now's another one having a moan. Okay, alright. You'll learn from that one. Free kicks in quick succession. Handball conceded by the minded number 7, and he kicks the ball away. Okay. Darren's setting him up. He's going to manage this one, and I agree with that. Explaining to the player, look, we've conceded a free kick. Don't do any worse. Is he doing it? No, Darren isn't going to manage it. He's decided to card him. Obviously, I'll have a chat with Darren about that and see what happens. Yeah? Okay. So he set his benchmark. It's a technical caution. Is that what you want for your first caution of the season after 25 minutes of the first pre-season game? Here we are, 2 minutes from half-time. Let's see if we can get the opening goal of the season. Here it is, 0-0. Good strike. Oh, there's a goal. There's a goal. Nice strike from 20 yards out by a Wellington midfielder. Pulled it down on his left foot, turned it to his right, and then struck it from the right in the bottom right-hand corner. Good goal. Ball's coming across towards me. Up by Brian. Brian stops the ball with his feet. Playing still. Separate playing from being a match official. You're not here to do favours for the players. They want you to do a job. They don't need you to aid tactical restarts, assistant referees. Don't touch the ball. Not necessary. Okay. There's Darren's voice back up the line, he says. Wants the ball in. There you go. He's happy with that. Good communication, Darren. Clear, concise, brief. Not so sure what happened there. Is it indiscretion, or indecision, should I say, between Darren and Brian. Brian's the assistant referee all the way down by me. The ball went out of play all the way up the other end on Darren's diagonal, but Darren's looking down at the assistant referee, and I'm not sure why. Put the whistle to the mouth and then didn't do anything. Darren jogging backwards. Do we need to jog backwards as referees? Sometimes. Not too often, though. And there's a first half. Well done, Darren. Good start. Nice start, mate. There you go, second half. Had a quick chat with Darren. He recognised, self-analysed his error of the free kick in the first half, so that's good. That's what refereeing's about, self-analysing. Minor players through on goal. Ooh, come on, Darren, you've got a decision to make here, son. Ooh. Tough decision. The goalkeeper comes out. The player breaks the ball. The goalkeeper slides in. Darren's now talking to the player. He didn't play advantage. The ball went across to the in front of goal, headed by the minor player towards goal, cleared off the line. Ball's gone out for a corner kick now. Awkward decision. Should he have stopped the game immediately? Possibly. Was he right to allow the game to go? I think he was, but there was no advantage signal. So consequently, not the best form of recognition and communication there, Darren. But he's having a word with the goalkeeper. He's had a word with him. He's obviously labelled the situation to the goalkeeper. Now we're restarting play with the corner kick. Certainly looked like a late challenge by the goalkeeper. So we'll have a chat with Darren about that later and see what his thoughts were on that. And we'll have some advice to know about. Interesting thing now. Goal kick from the Wellington goalkeeper. Darren moving in nicely. Sets himself up. There's now about 150 people watching. The crowd has doubled. Obviously, floodlights have gone in, pulled in a few more people. People will look passing. Headed on by the Wellington forward to his colleague, intercepted by the minor player. Moving forward, plays the ball nicely. Goes outside. Giving the right winger a lot to do there. Ball goes out for a goal kick. Darren signals a goal kick from 35 yards from goal. Darren, what does that mean? Why? What are you thinking of there, old boy? Okay, here we are, last 5 minutes of this first pre-season game. Players are going to start getting a bit tired. Challenges might become a little bit untidy, which is starting to happen. That's two free kicks in about half a minute, 20 yards apart. One to Blues, one to Orange. Ooh, big tackle. Big tackle coming in from the Wellington number 12 on the Blue 5. Strong tackle, fair tackle though. People leaving the grandstand now here at Minehead. Didn't realise there were so many people up there. We could be close towards... there is a healthy crowd here, a couple of hundred people. Which, pre-season, first game, paid in the entrances. And there's the final whistle. Well done, Darren.
This is Referees World.
Okay, here we are. This is the Referees Podcast that we've been doing on this live match, Minehead versus Wellington. And we've just had a little bit of grub, which was nicely provided by the home team. And we're now sat in the bar drinking soft drinks, aren't we, chaps?
Yeah.
Yes.
Appropriate cough there from Martin. Okay, Darren, let me just cover a couple of things that would be right for me to say and not to ignore. Your work rate was good throughout the game. Your signals, your communications are top stuff. You're not afraid to speak with players, which some of us, as referees, we find it strange to be a natural communicator. But your assets are definitely communication and selling decisions. What I want to focus on is two decisions, and the first one is the major decision of the game, the challenge by the goalkeeper.
Mm.
What were you thinking?
From the angle that I was at, running towards it, I thought that they both went in together. I thought it was a 50-50. The keeper is quite a big bloke, and the forward was actually quite small. And I just thought that they went in it together, and at the point that I felt there was any contact, the ball was in the air, so the forward had got the ball away, and there was a definite opportunity for an advantage to be taken. So I left it. I didn't feel that there was an obvious penalty decision there.
So and then obviously, let me say there, if you're talking about an advantage to be taken, are you saying there was a foul, or are you saying there was no foul?
No, I'm saying there's no foul.
So why are you talking about an advantage? I mean,
yeah.
It's either a foul or it isn't
yeah.
a foul. From where I was,
yeah.
and I'm a spectator, 70, 80, 90 yards away, almost behind you, and I thought, ooh, that looks like a foul, not knowing if it was inside or outside
yeah.
the penalty area. Now, Martin, the assistant referee, best place. What were you thinking, Martin?
My immediate reaction was it was a penalty. I wondered whether the keeper did get anything along the ball. So I looked where Darren's position was, and I thought he was in a very good position, and therefore... I didn't give it, and perhaps I should have done, to be fair.
Okay, that's very honest, and that's what we need to be about as match officials. Now, you thought Darren had the best position, but what was your angles? Did you make eye contact? What did you discuss in pre-match?
Well, I did say, you know, if you're 100%
certain,
100%
give
certain,
it.
Give
and
it.
I wasn't, bearing yeah. in mind, I felt you were well-positioned. Mm. I thought... Did the keeper get a touch on the ball?
Yeah, so you weren't 100%.
And I wasn't 100%, so I didn't. But in hindsight, I think I should have given it. But that's hindsight to wonder.
Again, I monitored the reaction of the players, and there wasn't much reaction in terms of screaming for penalty at all.
Okay, it doesn't always run like that.
I agreed, but I had already made my decision in my head that I didn't feel it was a penalty.
Okay, let's go one further step further. Did you make eye contact?
No.
Well, Martin, no.
Why not? If you're refereeing, you have already, by your own admission, made your decision without even consultation.
Yeah.
And teamwork has just gone flying out the window.
Yeah.
Non-existent. Because you've not made eye contact. You've not followed your pre-match brief. So consequently, those processes that you should need to put in place at pre-match instructions were non-existent and weren't followed. Because... if you go one step further, there was a chance for the blindhead player to put the ball in the back of the net.
Mm.
It didn't happen. It went out for a corner. When the ball went out for a corner, you decided to have a chat with the goalkeeper.
Mm.
Why? Why did you have a chat with the goalkeeper?
I went to the keeper and said, just be careful going in. You know, I said,
from where I was, I didn't think it was a penalty. I said, but it could have been. I was just giving him a warning.
So you're going to do that for all the other players on the field of play when they make that type of challenge?
There was, I think there was two other instances where I did say, you know, just, I don't want to see that again. I'll calm that down.
What I want you to think about that is the pre-match instruction.
Yeah.
I want you to endorse pre-match instructions that will talk about eye contact. Come in if you're certain that it's a free kick or penalty kick. Mm. You did give license for assistant referees to come in, but I didn't. You've, by your own self admission, there's no eye contact. Mm. So
I think
things fell flat. So all I want to say to you is focus on your pre-match instruction to make sure that it has everything covered.
Yeah.
You need to have eye contact. You need to have faith and belief. And just because the referee is in the best position, he might not have the best angle.
No, that's a good point. That's good.
You know? All I want to say to you guys is pre-match instruction has got a massive part to play when you're trying to gel together as a team. Because you three guys are familiar with each other. You've got faith, you've got courage, you've got confidence. But what happens when you're out there with unknown colleagues? You know, you've got to have a thorough pre-match brief, so teamwork is always tip-top. The other thing I want to run back to, Dad, is the caution in the first half for the Minehead player. You cautioned him for kicking the ball away.
Yeah.
Showing dissent or delaying the restart?
Showing dissent.
Okay, showing dissent, kicking the ball away after conceding a free kick for handball. There was a claim in a position in front of the technical areas about 5 minutes before the end of the game where there was a similar incident involving a Wellington player. I think it was the Wellington number 6 actually kicked the ball away after you gave a free kick and he went without punishment. Any thoughts?
I didn't see that. It wasn't until at the end of the...
Would you have...
Had I been in a better position if that happened, then obviously I would have...
With your awareness being fairly high throughout the game, could you have included something in a pre-match instruction towards Brian this time as regards Brian, if there's something that's happening in the game that I need to know about, bring my attention to it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I will take disciplinary action, but at least bring it to my attention. Could that have happened?
Did you see it?
An excellent point. I saw it, and listening to everybody talking now, I should have waved my flag to bring to your attention.
I knew we'd get Brian blamed for something. Me and Martin have had a bollock, so we're gonna get Brian into it.
It's not meant to be a bollock. Yeah. But it's hilarious. But what the point is you see, the incident happened right in front of the technical areas, and Brian has got everybody breathing down the back of his neck as regards he's seen the incident, he knows what's going on. Again, he's positioned well, he's seen it, but should he bring it to the referee's attention? I say yes, he should. Does the referee have to take disciplinary action? Not necessarily, but advice and information. Information is very powerful, very useful. If I can come back to a couple of things that the guys did as assistant referees during the game, I'd like to point out to them that stopping the ball with your feet, kicking it back to the players, both of you, is aiding tactical restarts. Please don't do it.
Can I just say, you can't see the response of these two's faces now at this point.
Yeah, they're gritting their teeth, and it's not a smile either. They were both guilty of aiding technical restarts quickly. And it can be embarrassing if during competition situations a team goes through and scores because the player's been given a clear advantage by the assistant referee tapping the ball back. So, guys out there, please, as assistant referees, don't go fetching the ball, don't go kicking the ball back to players. It's not favourable for you. The other thing I want to point out, one thing I can feed back to Brian here. Brian, in his early days as an assistant referee, runs on the line a lot. Now that is just not having good habits at the moment. The good habits of not running on the line give you benefit later in the season when it's muddy. If you run on the line when it's muddy, within 10 minutes that line will disappear. If you can work behind the line, away from it, that will give you a little bit more space, and it will help your colleague, if you change over at half time, to have a clear, unmuddied line. If you have to run on the field of play, don't run on the line, but don't run on the field of play when the players are close to you, for obvious reasons. If you get hit by the ball, you know, it hurts and it's embarrassing. All I want to say, guys, as a team, it worked well, it looked tidy, it was competent, but we can take this to another notch if we had to do it again tomorrow night, couldn't we? Darren, first game, of the season. Good run out, good work rate,
yeah,
good
nice
fitness
it
levels.
Was...
The 6 weeks fitness training has really paid dividends. Brian looks tidy, nice start, very competent, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
Martin, thanks very much for your experience. Thanks for your honesty on the penalty decision, and good luck to you for during the season as well.
Thank you very much.
The download is complete.